Bart Haxton, my friend from the Jackson County Health Department. He's the director there and our guest. Hey, Bart, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you, Tom?
Good. You know, I was going over your numbers yesterday afternoon, and you know what? Everybody's been talking about positive case numbers, but the number that I've been kind of watching and tracking with a little more enthusiasm when it comes to you is the number of active cases. Yesterday, that was reported. Let me make sure I've got it right. 45. I've got it right, don't I, Bart?
That sounds right.
Yeah, 45. You had been at one point, and you and I talked just a few weeks ago that you were tracking 200. Your numbers in Jackson County, how do you define the status right now under these numbers?
Well, you know, throughout August and early September, we were averaging about 11 new cases a day. In the last 3 weeks, that's down to around 5 cases. So those are certainly welcome numbers, and I really attribute that to about 3 things. One is investments that we've made with SIH to decrease the turnaround time on test results. So when people can get a result in 24 hours, they're more likely to stay home and isolate themselves. Also, I think part of that success is our contact tracing efforts here in Jackson County. We've poured a lot of resources into making sure that we're reaching out to those people that are positive and finding out who their close contacts are and putting them in quarantine. And the third thing I think that's been a factor, and probably the most important thing, is that people in Jackson County are doing what it takes to turn this thing around. They're wearing masks, they're social distancing, they're staying home when they're ill. And so really, it's I give kudos to the public here in Jackson County.
I can tell you, I spoke with Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry yesterday morning on the air and asked him if he thought the mask mandates, which there are two, there was the original mask mandate and then the concerns about employers ensuring that their employees are doing it, and there was a second follow-up. And I asked him point blank, did he think that that was responsible for the decreased number in Jackson County? He didn't hesitate when he said yes.
Yeah, and so while I want to celebrate our good numbers while they're here, we certainly recognize that overall that this is going to be a roller coaster, and these numbers are going to go up and down, but we're happy right now that they're down.
Yeah, and how can we keep them down going into the fall? I mean, more and more people are talking about the flu shot and the intersection. I think one of the phrases I heard from the news media, they called it a twindemic.
Yeah.
And flu's always been out there, and you and I have talked about this, flu shots long before COVID as well. But, you know, some people, many people in my sphere are still hesitant about flu shots, period, whether it's COVID or not.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends, don't get a flu shot each year, and you know, they say, well, it's only 40% to 60% effective. Well, that's you have a 40% to 60% chance of not getting the flu this year with COVID around. That's a lot better than the zero chance you've got without the shot. So we encourage people to get a flu vaccine, especially this year. You know, a lot of the symptoms mimic flu, and so you don't want that fear and that worry if you've got the flu or COVID and having to wait around on test results for both of those things. And we don't know yet how susceptible to COVID somebody might be once they get the flu, or if getting them at the same time might lead to increased complications. So there's lots of unknowns there, and so, you know, I think the safe route is to get your flu shot.
I would think and as more and more I see people being concerned about money, I think flu shots, if they were free, would help solve this in some quarters.
It could, yes. And, you know, certainly, you know, flu shots, if you have health insurance, are very affordable. And, you know, I don't think that should be a barrier for most people to getting a flu shot.
You know, it was interesting comments made by a governor in Wisconsin, or Gretchen Whitmer, saying, you know, their numbers were spiking in Wisconsin. And she's like, college students. It's college students. You've done a lot of work with SIU, testing, whether it's the athletic program or the faculty or the students, because a lot of people in a lot of locations see those numbers go up and they say it's the college's fault.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. And you know, back in July when our numbers spiked up, it was that young adult category that was really driving it. So, you know, I don't want to lay all the blame at their feet. You know, young people want to do what young people want to do, and that's hang out with friends and do all those things. So they just have to be smart about it, hang out in smaller groups, do a little social distancing, put on the mask, And, you know, with a little luck and a little help, we can make it through this thing.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, Jackson County numbers in the female category, one under 10 years old, two teens, two in their 20s, one in their 40s, two males in their 20s yesterday in Jackson County when it came to those numbers. So when you talk about, just a couple of moments ago, you touched on something that it didn't occur to me until you explained it. And it's interesting because I have an intersection with this. You talked about with a shorter term, getting that test result back quicker through SIH, that that less people, they're less likely to violate their isolation and go out. And I literally was talking to someone who was waiting on a test. It took them 3 days, almost three full complete days. They got the test on Monday morning and didn't know until Wednesday afternoon. And I spoke to them on Tuesday, and they're saying, you know, I think I'm going to go get a soda. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going to get a soda? I want a soda. Aren't you isolated? Yeah. I mean, I'm talking to the person, and I realize I'm putting two and two together here. I mean, I'm just going to run down the convenience store and get a soda.
Yeah, that positive result in your hand really makes a big difference for people. It's telling you that, yes, I have it, there is no doubt, and most people, when they get that result, are going to do what they need to do to protect people. When there's that room for doubt, when that test result's not back and they're sitting around waiting, it competes with the other things going on inside their head of wanting to get the heck out of the house and not be as stir-crazy.
So as you look forward into the fall and the upcoming SIU game, which has been moved back, you've been working very hard with the athletic department to ensure that the athletic department and has the expertise available to them so they can keep their programs moving and hopefully over the horizon get back to normal on their schedules?
We've been working with the university on a number of fronts, including athletics. Athletics have, you know, increased testing requirements. They're getting tested more frequently. We have reviewed the university's plan for holding this game later this month, and we've done a walkthrough of the stadium and looked at their plan where they're going to keep seating capacity at 20% and keep people social distance. And, you know, it complies with all of the, you know, Illinois guidance. So, you know, we didn't have any reason to hold up that plan, and, you know, we think if people come and they adhere to what they've laid out, then it should be of low risk.
What do you do and the rest of your staff do that the general public would be surprised to learn?
I don't know that we care about people. You know, I think some of the people that we've had conversations with during this pandemic, you know, we're doing the contact tracing and enforcing isolation and quarantine. Sometimes we have to be less than nice to people because they don't want to comply with us. So there's probably a whole new set of people out there that have never dealt with the health department and maybe haven't had as great of an experience just because we've had to play the heavy. But, you know, we do that when we have to. We much prefer the kinder, gentler route in working with people, and that's usually the case with COVID, and it's certainly the case when we're working out in the community year-round on chronic disease issues or through our WIC program or everything else that we do here.
Yeah, so I think the way I heard Bart was we've learned to be diplomatic until we couldn't be diplomatic anymore.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, and I understand that because I've run into that too. And I'm among friends, right? People who've known each other for 30 years, they're ready to throw down over a mask in the parking lot at the gas station.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't like where a lot of this is headed, and it's polarized a lot of people, and you know, really for us, it's a little less polarizing. We've been handed a job; we're going to go about doing it. If we need to help talk people through it and show them the way, then we're ready to do that. And you know, it's going to take all of us working together, and there's polarization is not going to have any benefit.